Aviation makes the NTSB's most wanted list. Global leaders meet to consider aviation challenges and say goodbye to American Eagle Airlines and hello to Envoy. This is Aero News for Friday, January 17, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. The NTSB has released its 2014 Most Wanted list, the top 10 advocacy and awareness priorities for the agency for the year, which, for the first time, includes improving operational safety in rail mass transit. Helicopter operations were added to the list for the first time as well. Between January 2003 and May 2013, 1,470 helicopter accidents have occurred, with 477 fatalities and 274 serious injuries. The U.S. civil helicopter industry continues to see overwhelming growth and demand for emergency medical services, law enforcement support, electronic news gathering, offshore oil and gas support, as well as a variety of other applications. As far as general aviation is concerned, the board focused on weather. A frequent cause or contributing factor to general aviation accidents is a failure to recognize or take appropriate steps to avoid hazardous weather. So the board stressed the importance of identifying and communicating hazardous weather. The NTSB investigated a total of 1,466 general aviation accidents in 2011, resulting in 444 deaths. New on the list for 2014 was distraction across all modes of transportation, relating to the use of portable electronic devices while operating a car, train, boat, or plane. The purpose of the NTSB's Most Wanted list is to identify steps we can take today so more people make it home tonight. The inaugural Aviation, Aeronautics, and Aerospace International Research Conference, or A3IR, presented by Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Prescott, Arizona, kicked off today in Phoenix as a two-day event bringing together industry and academic leaders from around the world to assess challenges and develop solutions for global aviation, aeronautics, and aerospace industries. Key focal areas include global security, cyber intelligence, and privacy, regulation, and security issues surrounding unmanned aircraft systems and UAVs. Other topics to be addressed at the conference included wildlife strikes in the U.S., how ethnicity might play a role in the trust of airline pilots, and how firefighting has changed in the United States since September 11th. National Transportation Safety Board member Robert Sumwalt delivered the keynote on aviation safety to initiate the event. American Eagle Airlines, Inc., a wholly owned subsidiary of American Airlines Group, announced that the company will be changing its name to Envoy in the spring of this year. The change is being made to give the company its own distinct identity and eliminate the confusion between the company's current name and American Eagle, the regional flying brand of American Airlines. With the formation of American Airlines Group, the 10 carriers currently providing regional service for the legacy American and U.S. Airways networks will all eventually fly under the name American Eagle. So, American Eagle Airlines is changing their name to Envoy. Got that? When Aero News continues, high-speed wind tunnel tests are underway on the 777, and ATC training comes under scrutiny on Capitol Hill.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States, but you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S Transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders. Aero News continues now for Friday, January 17th. I'm Glenn Moyer. high-speed wind tunnel tests have started for the Boeing 777X. Testing began last week at Boeing's transonic wind tunnel in Seattle. Last month, engineers started wind tunnel tests at Kinetic's facility in Farnborough, UK, where testing of the low-speed performance of the airplane continues. Subsequent rounds of low-speed and high-speed testing will provide further design refinement and validation of the overall airplane performance predictions. Also, wind tunnel tests for noise, icing, and propulsion are scheduled in the coming years. Boeing continues to make progress on the 777X program and is on track to reach firm configuration by 2015. The 777X program has 280 orders and commitments from 5 customers worldwide. Just days after an airplane landed at the wrong airport in southwest Missouri, United States Senator Claire McCaskill led an oversight hearing to examine mismanagement and program failures in an $859 million contract to train air traffic controllers. According to a news release, the hearing focused on the FAA's management of the Air Traffic Controller Optimum Training Solution, or ATCOTS, program and contract, which McCaskill has been investigating since 2011. The ATCOTS program provides training for air traffic controllers across the country and is critical to maintaining air traffic safety for flyers nationwide. In September 2010, the Department of Transportation Office of Inspector General published a report that found significant problems associated with the contract for the ATCOTS program, including significant cost overruns, poor procurement practices, and a lack of oversight. In 2011, McCaskill requested that the Inspector General conduct a follow-up review, and that report found that little improvement has been made and that the FAA has failed to achieve critical goals. The NTSB will participate in the investigation of a smoke event involving the main battery of a Japan Airlines B787 that occurred while the aircraft was parked at Tokyo's Narita Airport on January 14th. The board announced that in a news release. The investigation is being led by the Japan Civil Aviation Bureau. NTSB Aircraft Systems Investigator Mike Bauer will travel to Japan to assist with the investigation. Boeing will also assist in the investigation, the plane maker said in a statement. When we come back, it's not Where's Waldo, but Where's Kit Fox at Sebring?
Cub Crafters is unique in that we can design, prototype, and certify, and put into production an aircraft. There aren't very many companies in the world that can make that claim.
For more information on Cub Crafters aircraft, including the popular Carbon Cub, visit cubcrafters.com.
Fellow aviators, check out the world's leading brand of light sport aircraft from Tecnam. Starting at a very affordable price of just under $75,000 for the incredibly economical Echo Classic Light through to the ultimate high-wing LSA, the P2008 Turbo. Tecnam has a plane to fit your needs and your budget. Reserve an early production position for the sleek new low-wing Tecnam Astore, or treat yourself to a class-leading tail dragger or amphib. Check us out at www.tecnam.net. Finally today, as you're walking the flight line at Sebring this weekend, you'll probably notice that one of the show's staples is nowhere to be found. Kit Fox made what company president John McBean called a very difficult decision to skip the Florida show this year, in part because business is good. McBean said all manufacturers must carefully weigh the overhead involved with attending a show against the need to keep the home fires burning. And there is some good news in their absence. For 2014, Kit Fox has rolled the cost savings by not attending Sebring into some very attractive packages. For details on those specials, like reimbursement credits for a visit to the factory, simply call or visit their website at www.kitfoxaircraft.com. I'm Glenn Moyer. Have a great weekend, and thanks as always for listening. You're now cleared for departure.